Hi, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim, it's Amy.
That was quick.
I was on the other line, and I saw you calling in. I was leaving a voice message for somebody, and it's funny because I can't, if I click on your call to accept it, even though I was talking to a voicemail, somehow it transfers that call, like, onto that voicemail, if that makes sense. So, you know, we don't need the other client hearing whatever I'm talking with you about. So, sorry
if
you missed it. I did. I listened to your message. I'm so sorry that you had fraud on your account. That's absolutely awful.
Yeah, it was $300. I think somebody ordered like an iPhone or something. I don't know how they got my number.
I talked to a gentleman the other day that happened to, and they actually took over his entire life. Like, they changed his, not just his bank account, and they took like $40,000, but they also took over his Google business. They took over his website. He had it all running through somebody else. They took over, I mean, his car payments. I mean, like, his entire life.
Really? Wow.
Yes, they got into his mailbox. And he had been on vacation, and they took everything from him. They took everything from him. That poor man, I feel horrible.
Will he get anything back or no?
Well, he's fighting with it, and he asked me, he's like, if I move over to you guys, can you guys fix this Google stuff? Because they completely deleted his profile. They completely, like, eliminated his website. He can't even get into his Facebook.
Oh, wow.
Like, I mean, they took over, and I told him, well, we can attempt. I can't promise you we can do it, but we can attempt. But he needed me to do it kind of like pro bono until he had some sense of security, and we can't do that either. You know what I mean? But the fraud right now, it is just insane to me how phenomenally disgusting these people are with doing stuff like this.
Wow, that's scary.
It is.
Pretty scary, yeah. People want something for nothing, you know. They don't want to have to work for it, you know.
No, they don't.
Do you want a different card number then, or?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because your billing was supposed to take place today.
I thought it was getting close.
Yeah, it was supposed to take place today.
Yeah, well, another thing, too, is doesn't it take, is it an automatic deal that it's already hitting my bank now, or?
It attempted this morning to hit the bank, but it, obviously, that didn't go through, so.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So can I give you another card, then?
Absolutely.
Now, do you need a routing number and account number? Or just a debit card?
Just a debit card. We don't take routing and account numbers.
Okay, hold on a sec. Mm-hmm. I'm putting you on speaker so I can set my phone down here.
I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Bank of America. And the number is 470-4403-0191-5650.
Wait a minute. Go again?
470-4403-0191-5650.
Expiration month and year?
Yeah, it's 125.
And the three-digit code on the back.
That is, some of the cards have everything on the same side now. You know, you can't just say that no more.
Okay, well, the security code.
You're so programmed, right?
Well, yeah, because we like to say, what's the three-digit code on the back so people don't get, fearful when we say security code.
I get it. 330.
Okay. All right. You'll see that invoice come through up with the update there. We'll go ahead and take care of that. I'm going to process it now. And you should be good to go. All right. Everything is good, and the invoice is coming over to you now.
Okay. I had another question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I go on my laptop and there's an icon that says Google on there,
mm-hmm.
when I click on that, it brings up it. I don't know why it does it, whether it's just because it's on my laptop,
mm-hmm.
but it brings up my old website. And it shows the website as Seattle, King County, my old phone number, you know. And, you know, I was supposed to have another call with Ben, and I got tied up with something, and we never did get. So I'm not sure where my account is and what I need
Ruben,
to do.
Ruben, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it shows here that he tried to call you on the 2nd. So I will go ahead and put it back in with attention to him, and he will be contacting you. Is there a specific time that's better for you?
Let's see. We can do it. I'll have my earphone on, and
mm-hmm.
so I can break. Later this afternoon would be better, probably around 4 or so.
Okay, we close right at 4, so the latest appointment we can set is around 3:30.
That's fine, 3:30.
Okay. I've got it set here, and I'm asking him if he can set that appointment. He will make multiple attempts to contact you in the event that he can't contact you at that time. So I'm putting it in here.
Well, you know, another thing, though, is I think I need to be at my laptop, maybe.
Okay.
And I'm not at home. I'm working in Tacoma right now, so.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to we're gonna have to do it a different time.
Or a different day.
Tomorrow.
Is tomorrow better?
Tomorrow I leave. No, 'cause tomorrow. Does he work Saturday?
No.
Okay. How early can he get on there at 7 o'clock on Monday?
Yeah, I can request that. Let me get that over to him, and then I'll send you a confirmation text.
Yeah, because I got something tied up tomorrow, and then I'm working in Tacoma, so I'm an hour and a half commute, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if we could do 7 o'clock on Monday, I'll write that down right now.
All right. Let me ask him. I don't know if he's in a call. Hold on. Just see.
His name's Ruben?
Yeah, it's Ruben.
Oh, I thought it was Ben.
Well, Ben, Ruben. Maybe he goes by Ben on the phone. He's on the operations side, but maybe he goes by Ben on the phone. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay. He's getting ready to respond right now. Give me just one sec. I see the three dots going like they're typing and talking.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, let me just get this confirmed for you. That way there's no issue. No problem. Yep, he said no problem. So perfect.
Okay. I'm just writing it down in my notebook, so I got it.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, great, Amy.
Okay, it was
right,
a pleasure
need,
talking
need,
with you. What do
I
you need?
I need some business. I need it.
Yes,
I need
absolutely.
Business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Looks like two jobs lined up, and I should have another one lined up here. I want to get my calendar filled to the end of the year because December gets slow.
Right. Right. I completely understand. We're here to help. We're going to make it happen.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.